You've heard the coach's insight leading up to tonight's game of the week. We brought you predictions and updates of all our area teams. You've seen or heard the hits and huge plays of tonight's biggest game. Well, football fans, we're just getting started. It's time now for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Bond on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you in part by McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca, by Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelzley, B&P Propane, by Gallons of Grace Boutique in Mortonville, Blue Valley Technology, by Commercial Tire Solution, by Edward Jones, The Elevator in Valley Falls, by Bruna Implement Company, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by American Family Insurance, Brad Nolan Agent, by Helena AgriSystems, Lucre Chiropractic in Sabetha, by Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the Denison State Bank, and by Giant Communications.
This is how we do it.
Night, which means once again time for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Hey everybody, I'm Jake. This is Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz. And Bobby, how you feeling tonight, buddy?
Feel good.
Yeah.
It's Friday night football. What else is better?
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, outside temperature as we sit, 68 degrees.
Getting chilly. Football weather.
Football weather here in the Northeast Kansas side of things. Man, I tell you what, we had some good games tonight, did we not, my friend?
We did. You go through these scores, which I'll get to here in a little bit, but there was a ton of points put up tonight. Ooh. Offenses were rolling.
Ooh. Like they were, you know, listening to the scoreboard show last week, and we're like, guys, come on now.
It's points on the
put
board.
The point. That, you know, that's one of the, I think, the age-old argument, right? Do you want defense or do you want offense?
You want LSU, like, 6-3 score? Do you want a 60-45 shootout? I want the shootout.
Yeah, absolutely, every time. I mean, defense wins championships, as they say,
sure.
Right? 6-3 game. Do you think is that an intriguing game throughout the day or throughout the evening?
When you know there's no points going to be scored, really, the hype. I don't know what kind of hype you're going to generate with that.
And we're all about hype, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Friday night hype here, baby. All right. Don't forget, we've got our Giant Communications hotline. Bobby, 785-547-3461. Need fast, reliable internet. Look no further than Giant Communications online at giantcomm.net. Figure out what they can do for you, for your business or residential needs, Giant Communications. The hotline will be available throughout the evening, 785-547-3461, because we need scores. We need updates for you here this evening. Boz, let's get a quick rundown of the scores so far tonight.
You said we needed scores. We only need two, actually. Blue Valley at Hanover. We're looking for that one. We also need Mission Valley at Valley Falls. Those are the only two we need tonight. Yeah, we got a ton of them before the show ever started. So awesome job, everyone, calling and giving us scores. So tonight, here's what we got. Washington County was at Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde takes care of business. They come out with a 56-6 victory.
Is that how you bounce back after playing a team like Axel?
Yeah, it really is. Axel kind of took it to him last week. Clifton Clyde comes back, says, hey, Axel's a good team, no big deal. We're going to come out and take care of business tonight. They did that. They improved to 3-1 on the season, and Washington County, they fall to 2-2. Axel coming off a big, I don't know, every year's something a little bit
come
weird.
On.
We got three of my first scores here, all the same score.
Carbon copies.
I don't know what's going on tonight, but Frankfurt, they take it to Donovan West 56-6.
Whew.
So the first three scores were all 56-6. So
not bad.
They improved to 3-1 on the season. D West, they fall to 0-4. Oskaloosa, they were at St. Mary's. St. Mary's rolls tonight. They get their first win on the season. They're 1-3. Oskaloosa falls to 1-3. St. Mary's 57-6 over Oskaloosa. Jeff County North continues to roll. They improved to 4-0 with a 52-6 win over McLeod. We thought that was going to be
a big time win.
Yeah, and McLeod is a really good football team. But JCN, they're...
What does that tell you about JCN? My team.
That's your team.
That's my dark horse.
Yep.
Not the dark horse anymore.
No, they're not. They're
front runner.
This is a team that we said early on this season. They've got all the pieces to really make a deep run. They proved it tonight against a good McLeod team. So Jeff County North on top of that one, 52-6 over McLeod. Jackson Heights. They get the victory 30-7 over Riverside. That's one we're going to talk about in depth here in a little bit.
Yep.
Riverside came out, maybe punched Jackson Heights in the mouth a little bit, start that game.
No doubt.
And Jackson Heights responds, though. They get the win. They improve to 4-0. Riverside, they fall to 1-3 on the season. Centralia, another big game, one of our key matchups this week.
Yep.
They get the win at Troy, 36-6. Centralia proves 4-0. Troy falls to 1-3 on the season. Valley Heights, they win big at Republic County, 52-0. Valley Heights improves to 3-1. Republic County drops to 0-4. Rossville puts up some points tonight.
Massive point.
They were 1-2 on the season. They take it to ACCHS 70-0. ACCH was two ACCHS
You'll
was
get
2-1. I know. A whole lot of AC number. I don't know, whatever.
ACDC.
Yeah. ACCHS, 2-1 on the season. Good football team.
Good football team.
Rossville, I don't know if they've really been struggling, but coming in with a 1-2 record, they got after it tonight.
Yeah.
Moving on down the line, Pleasant Ridge, they get the victory 55-16 over Mar Hill.
Pleasant Ridge is a team that we are keeping our eyes on in that district over there.
Yeah, they're 2-2 right now in the season. Good win over Mar Hill Mount Academy, who falls to 0-4. Nemaha Central all over Horton tonight. They get the victory 69-0. Defending state champs, Nemaha Central, they improved to 4-0. Horton falls to 0-4.
17-game winning streak there for Nemaha Central.
What do we keep saying? The thunder rolls.
And the lightning strikes.
Rolling. Nemaha Central just getting it done night after night. Sabetha, kind of a big game we kind of predicted at Minneapolis.
Right.
Tough game for them.
Long road trip.
Sabetha 3-0. They get the victory tonight, 28-6 over Minneapolis. Sabetha improves to 4-0. Minneapolis falls to 2-2.
Yeah.
Hayden, a team that's bringing up on the season. They're just pretty doggone good this year. They get to win 64-0 at Jefferson West. So.
Now, we talked about Hayden last week a little bit, as this feels like a Hayden team of the mid-2000s when Tom Stringer was the head coach for Hayden and has just, you know, they were rolling back then. They kind of hit the snags. They haven't been as consistent in deep playoff runs, mainly because, you know, they're playing Sabetha or they're playing Perry or they're playing Holston, these Big Seven League teams that were knocking them out. But Hayden this year is a team to keep your eye on.
Yeah, Hayden, I would say with them in the last maybe 4 or 5 years, they just haven't been the dominant Hayden team, the feared Hayden team. And now they've got that swag back. They're really getting after it. So they improved 4-0. Jeff West falls to 1-3. Holston, they get a big win tonight at Perry LeCompton. They improved to 2-2. Perry LeCompton falls to 2-2 as well. But Holston gets that win 32-12. Clay Center was at Hiawatha. Clay Center, another really good football team. They improved to 4-0. They beat Hiawatha 75-14.
You know, that game, not even that game, but that team, Clay Center, when we saw them in week one, take care of Wamego the way that they did.
Yeah.
I think it was 19-7, but they did it at Wamego. It was a big time win to start the season, defending, you know, state runner ups in Wamego. That told me a little bit about Clay Center.
Yeah.
I think the Tigers are there.
Well, Clay Center, they made a run last year. They lost to Andale. Everybody loses to Andale, but they scored points.
Big time points against Andale.
Yeah.
I mean, that was an impressive feat.
Yeah, this Clay Center team, one we're going to definitely have to keep an eye on. A couple more scores here for you. Marysville at Concordia. Marysville comes out victorious on that one, 23-6. Marysville improves to 2-2. Concordia falls to 0-4 on the season. Unusual for Concordia not to have a win in this season. Cordy's had some pretty strong teams here in the past several years. Atchison, they continue to roll. They improve to 4-0. They get a 54-8 win over Casey Schlegel. Casey Schlegel falls to 2-2, but Atchison keeps that perfect record alive, improves to 4-0. Last score for you here, Royal Valley. They are at Riley County tonight. They fall 20-13.
That's a good game.
That is actually a really good game. Not slighting Royal Valley at all, but I kind of thought with that road trip to Riley County, both teams coming in tonight at 1-2, I thought Riley County might run away with that one, but Royal Valley, they keep it close, just fall short, lose the game by 7.
Yeah, no doubt. That was something that kind of a surprising score right there. The Panthers, again, they have a big-time win last week against Riverside. They have some good points, have some good things going, and that's kind of what we're seeing. Some of these teams grabbing some momentum as we are in district play. You know, last week we were talking about how this week was the first week of district play. We were 99.9% accurate in that. Onega Centralia played last week. That was actually a district game that we forgot to relay to you guys a week ago. So Centralia actually played last week in a district game against Onega, and they beat Onega. But now that we're in district play, these games just mean so much more.
So it's huge. You have to win these district games. You can't. And we're going to talk about this a little more with our key matchups here next week, but you can't lose your first two games of district. You can't go 0-2, 0-3, and have to fight your way back into a playoff berth. And Centralia, they got the win tonight over Troy, something we're going to talk about as well. They're 4-0, they're 2-0 in district. They're really setting the table for themselves to make a run.
And we're going to talk about who they play next week, because that was our game of the week this week. Where Jake and Bob, where were we at? Well, a lot of people were curious, and I had a ton of people come up to me last night as I was at my son's flag football practice. 5 different individuals came up to me in a matter of 2 hours asking me, where are you guys at? Where are you guys going to be at? They wanted a gift card tonight, Boz.
Yeah,
and
a good one.
We walked in, and I looked at you and said, we're under 12 minutes.
I didn't even hesitate.
No.
Under 12.
Under 12, and it took, what, 3 minutes?
About 3, yeah.
Talk more about that and how everything looked for the game that we were at. It was Jackson Heights and Riverside. We're just getting started here on the MSB Sports Radio Network. Here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Coming back with more scores, more information for you here on this Friday night.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Luker Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatment, financial services, precision ag services, and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Burn, and Home City.
Citizens Savings, putting your interest at heart. Financial advice can be confusing. Denver State Bank can help you sift through the clutter and find clarity. Our staff has decades of experience in helping customers make the right choices. For sound banking guidance, see us at Holton Point, Meriden, and Topeka. Denver FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's Dorsey Hall. Community National Bank means to me customer service for local customers. We have a great staff that know the community. They know our customers by name. They're able to help them, and we're able to provide more service in an uncomplicated way. When a customer walks through the door, we want them to be greeted with a smile and a hello and know that we are truly caring about serving them.
You feel right at home. Community National Bank.
Rocking this week. It's week four of the high school football season. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with Jake and Foz. I'm Jake, that is Foz. And Foz, we got some scores to get to the folks, yeah?
And I think we got all the scores we need. We only had one more. We got that one, so let's blow through
let's
these
go.
Here. Let's get all the scores to you once again. Washington County was at Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde gets the win 56-6. Hanover, they get the win 38-14 over Blue Valley. Axel, they're victorious over Lynn 56-6. Frankfort takes it to Donovan West tonight 56-6. Mission Valley, Valley Falls, that's the one score we didn't have. Mission Valley, they come out on top 36-8 over Valley Falls.
A good Valley Falls team.
A good Valley Falls team. So Valley Falls drops to 1-3. Mission Valley, they are now 2-2. Oskaloosa Falls at St. Mary's 57-6. McLeod. They lose to Jeff County North tonight 52-6. Riverside, they fall at Jackson Heights 36-7. Centralia, they get the win at Troy 36-6. Valley Heights, they beat Republic County 52-0. Rossville, all over ACCHS tonight 70-0. Pleasant Ridge gets the win tonight at Marhill Mount Academy 55-16. Horton Falls at Nemaha Central 69-0. Sabetha, good win for them, 28-6 over Minneapolis. Hayden, they take it to Jeff West, 64-0. Holton, they are victorious at Perry LeCompton, 32-12. Clay Center, all over Hiawatha tonight, 75-14. Marysville, they get the win at Concordia, 23-6. Atchison, they continue to roll with a win against KC Schlegel, 54-8. And Royal Valley, they fall at Riley County, 20-13.
Schlegel. Can you say that again?
Schlegel.
KC Schlegel. That's kind of a, not tongue twister, but kind of difficult to say there.
It just comes out a little weird.
KC Schlegel.
KC Schlegel.
Kind of get a little Kenny Matthews going a little
yep,
bit.
Yep, Royals. That's right.
Yeah, there we go. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with Jake and Boz. And you know what we do, Boz, every single week is we pick a game of the week that is one that we fully expect to be a phenomenal contest and one that that we expect to just, you know, have a lot of fun at, right, and enjoy.
Yeah. Well, we expect the games to be good, and up to this point, the games haven't really come through for us yet.
I was trying not to go down that path, but you know what? This is now going to be the fourth week in a row gone to a game, and it has been fairly one-sided.
Now, yeah.
The three games we were looking at doing was Frankfort, Donovan West. The second game was McLeod, Jefferson County. Am I messed up there? No, go ahead.
Well, we had Riverside at Jefferson Heights.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holton at Perry LeCompton.
Yeah, I swapped there.
Yeah. And then we talked about JC and McLeod.
Yeah.
And Centralia at Troy.
Yeah.
Those are the ones we were looking at last week.
Kind of went off the radar there, didn't I?
You did a little bit.
Yeah.
Stumped me because I
started to go. I wish you could have seen Boz's face right there. Yeah.
He's trying to call McLeod JC and I thought
right.
I was looking at the wrong
right,
thing here.
Right. So, initially, our plans, folks, just so you're aware, as of yesterday,
We were going to be at JCM watching JCM McCloud.
Yeah.
But then we did some more thinking, did some more reading, did some more prep, and we realized we think Riverside Jackson Heights will be the place. So we went to Jackson Heights, 5 miles north of Holton, and the NEKL versus Big Seven League, a rematch from a season ago that we, you know, not only us thought this, but a lot of people in the public said this, from Jackson Heights' perspective, a revenge opportunity, because a year ago, both these teams came in with similar records, similar momentum, if you will.
Yep.
And Riverside up into Jackson Heights 28-12 and began Jackson Heights' four-game losing streak.
Yeah, that's why it was so big.
Massive.
In my mind. I mean, that's really what we were talking about, that this was such a pivotal game for Jackson Heights to get that win that they didn't get last year,
mm-hmm.
and really sent the ship down. I mean, quite honestly, started that four-game skid. So this was a huge, huge game for Jackson Heights.
And so we show up there. We were able to give away a $50 gift certificate to Jordan Smith. Congratulations to him, as he recognized us as we were in the line of the walking taco bar.
Got to hit that first.
Absolutely. I mean, do bears go to the woods to use the restroom?
Yes. Okay, we find the food.
We got to find the food first. And so there's your hint, everybody out there, MSC Sports Radio listening area. That's your hint. Find the food.
Yeah.
Find chicken box.
Just go to stand before the game.
And so he wins a $50 gift card to Complete Chiropractic Care Center for an aqua massage or an adjustment. So special thanks to Complete Chiropractic Care Center in Holton with Dr. Stephanie Nichol. She's located on the east side of the Holton downtown square. Shout out to her for partnering with us for that giveaway here this evening. Jordan Smith, congratulations to you. A lot of family in the area. Jordan Smith, Jackson Heights grad, and was happy to take that. He says, man, I have to look at my back-adjusted offense. This is awesome.
Yeah, he was familiar with that.
He was very familiar. So we're at Jackson Heights Riverside, and let's just take it from the beginning of the game. You know, Jackson Heights received the opening kickoff, and then, what, two plays later?
Yeah, fumble. And they lost it. Riverside recovers. Here's what I'm thinking, you know, this, based off of what happened last year, my thought was Jackson Heights, they got to get out to a quick start. They got to get going quick. So they take the opening kickoff, a couple plays, they fumble, Riverside recovers,
right.
And then, what, 5-6 plays later, Riverside punches it in, they're up 7-0, just like that.
Crazy, because, again, this is a big hype-up game, you know, it's a massive game for districts. Not only that, but tonight, I mean, Jackson Heights, it was their homecoming game. It was, again, the same week where they lost and began a four-game losing streak. So then Jackson Heights gets the ball back again, Bob. A couple plays later, what happens?
Another fumble. Another lost fumble. Riverside recovers again. At this point, I'm thinking, boy, this is going to be a long night.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. Drake Melly's lost those fumbles. He's your guy.
He's your quarterback.
You know, he's the quarterback. He's the playmaker. And that's unusual.
Yeah.
So now maybe that's in his head. He didn't start off the game the way he wanted to. And
yeah.
I'm just thinking, boy, this could get ugly.
And if you're looking over the Riverside sideline, here's another hint for everybody for when you're trying to find us. If we're not in the food line, we always sit on the home side of every game that we go to. And again, I'm wearing my Ravens shirt, my Ravens hat, and I got a ton of flack.
You should
tonight for that. Now, granted, you know, I'm a Jackson County guy, so being in Jackson County, I knew a lot of people there. Man, I was getting pounded for that. Hey, we're 2-0. Anyway, but then you look over at Riverside highlight, and they're pumped, as they should be. Riverside comes in, they smack Jackson Heights in the mouth, get two fumbles, and now they're up 7-0, and they're inside the red zone, inside the 20-yard line of Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights able to stand strong, though, turn them over on downs at the 3. Jackson Heights then takes that drive, goes the length of the field, scores. Not quite yet. They punted.
Yeah,
they punted. And then another exchange of possessions. It was all the way to the end of the first quarter before Jackson Heights found the end zone, and that's when you saw this 3-0 Jackson Heights team that people are talking about, how they got an opportunity here in 1A, can they take care of business at home against a good Riverside team. That's when you saw them kind of come to life.
Yeah, and they did. I mean, once they stopped Riverside and they got the ball back, I made some notes when we were there. I mean, they again had turnover on their first possession, turnover in their second possession. I think they had maybe one first down on their third possession. They had to punt, and then that's when they got things going. And really, after Drake Melly's probably didn't have the best start that he wanted to that game. Then he started getting things going. The offense started to click a little bit, and that's all she wrote. I mean, once they got things going, that's the deal with Jackson Heights. I think this offense is explosive. Okay. They can put a lot of points on the board. And we mentioned Drake Melly's name a lot. Here's another guy I want to throw some love to. Cade Holliday, running back for Jackson Heights. Junior, 5'10", 160 listed on the program. He had over 100 yards rushing tonight. This kid is good. He's quick. He's shifty. He finds the hole and flag gets through it. So it's not just the Drake Melly show. They got a great line up front.
Phenomenal offensive line.
Yes.
J.W. Moore, I think he was the lineman of the game. That's the game you heard on 103.9 KSDA with Brandon Tabman, as well as Brendan Prophet on the call over there for that ball game. And Jackson Heights really just their offensive line. You look at the size. You know, Riverside didn't have their stats as far as height and weight.
Yeah.
But Riverside, they were outsizing Jackson Heights on the line of scrimmage, but Jackson Heights controlled it between the trenches. And forgot Mr. Krasner, Trenton Krasner, also on the call. They were on KNZA. But the line of scrimmage was dominated by Jackson Heights, even though they were outsized.
Yep. And, well, Riverside, they've got two guys that were noticeably big guys. Brody Huff, number 50 for Riverside, and number 70, Aubrey Peary. These dudes were big. They were big linemen. But, you know, here's what's interesting. Jackson Heights is typically a running football team. Like to run the wishbone. They've changed a little bit. They run some spreads, some jet sweeps. They try to get to the edges a little bit more. But they still have the foundation of run blocking.
Right.
And these guys that maybe are going up against bigger defensive linemen, they can push them off the ball and create holes. And that's why I think Drake Mellies and Kate Holliday are having such good seasons, because that offensive line giving them big holes to run through.
I mean, you got to give love to the big guys up front, because without them, there's no gaps, there's no holes, there's nowhere for the right guy to run through or the quarterback to run through. So we had that a week ago with our Luker Chiropractic game ball went out to an offensive line.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they are a vital piece that get overlooked quite a bit. They don't get the love that they deserve. We're going to try and make sure we get the love.
That's right. The dogs are in the trenches. Yeah. They're just doing the dirty work.
Dirty work. Well, Jackson Heights ended up just taking control of that ball game into the second half. Homecoming festivities at halftime. That's when we left and made our way back up here. And that was, again, just a game of the week. I guess the streak continues, Oz, that whatever game we pick, you better hope, if we're there, that your team is the one doing the dominating, because when the game gets in a rhythm, it's 4 weeks in a row that we're seeing that happen.
I'd have to go back and look, but I think after last week, didn't we tally it? It was like 111 6 or something. So add another 36 to that, 147 to 16, 17, something like that. Was it? Yeah,
7 plus 6 is 13.
Okay.
147. Good quick math.
Quick math. Better.
Tebow Springs, baby.
No one knows where that's at.
Shout out to the Boswell's early childhood education. So our game of the week right now, 147 to 13 is what the games have become.
We just haven't got the nail biter yet.
But hey,
we got five key matchups that could be very interesting. I expect here things are going to start tightening up a little bit. We got obviously district play going, and every game doesn't matter, but there's a little more on the line now in district play.
Giant Communications Hotline is 785-547-3461. It's ringing right now. We want to hear from you in our next segment called Friday Night Highlights. What game were you at where you saw something that was exciting? You saw something that was a difference maker? Give us a shout on the Giant Communications Hotline. That's once again 785-547-3461 is the phone number. If you need fast, reliable internet, contact Giant Communications at 785-362-9331 or visit their website at connect.giantcomm.net to see how they can support your business or residential needs with internet or telephone needs. Again, we've got the Friday Night Highlights segment coming up next. Pretty soon we'll have the Luker Chiropractic Game Ball as well. If you want to nominate somebody for that, it's the same phone number, Bob. It's pretty simple, right? 785-547-3461. Let us hear from you to figure out what's going on in your neck of the woods. We want to hear about it here on the NFC Sports Radio Network. We're just getting started, and we're cooking with gasoline here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Bob. We'll be back after this.
Dorsey Hall.
Community National Bank means to me customer service for local customers. We have a great staff that know the community. They know our customers by name. They're able to help them, and we're able to provide more service in a uncomplicated way. When a customer walks through the door, we want them to be greeted with a smile and a hello and know that we are truly caring about serving them.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Farmers, it's go season. At Broom Implement, your local Case IH dealer is as ready as you are to ensure this harvest season goes smoothly. Their team of technicians is working extra hours to reduce downtime and get you back in the fields, because Bruna Implement was built by farmers for farmers. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You ready for retirement? But are your finances? I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor, Shannon Wright. Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call Jeff Russell and Sabetha, Red Edwards and Hiawatha, or meet Shannon Wright and Holden. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member of SIPC.
This is Carly with BMP Propane. At BMP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BMP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Well, I tell you, sometimes you kind of spin right around with some of these scores, some of the big plays, some of the great games that we had here tonight. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. And Boz, I'm Jake, that's Boz. And some great games happened tonight, Boz, and let's get a rundown of the scores once again.
These scores going, Washington County, they were at Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde gets the win 56-6. Blue Valley was at Hanover. They fall. Hanover gets the win 38-14. Axel to Lynn tonight, 56-6. Frankfort was at Donovan West. Frankfort is victorious 56-6. Mitchum Valley gets the win 36-8 over Valley Falls. St. Mary's, a little bit of a surprise here. St. Mary's, they were 0-3 on the season. They get their first win of the season, 57-6 over Oskaloosa. Jeff County North, they were all over McLeod, 52-6 tonight. Jackson Heights gets the win against Riverside, 36-7. Centralia, they get the victory at Troy, 36-6. Valley Heights, 52-0 over Republic County. Rossville, a big score here. Rossville over ACCHS, 70-0. Pleasant Ridge, they get the win 55-16 over Marhill Mountain Academy. Fortin, they fall to Nemaha Central 69-0. Sabetha, big win for them tonight over Minneapolis 28-6. Hayden, they roll tonight over Jeff West 64-0. Holton, they get the win at Perry LeCompton 32-12. Christ Center. They are all over Hiawatha, 75-14. Marysville picks up the win at Concordia, 23-6. Atchison, they improved to 4-0 with a 54-8 win over KC Schlegel. And Royal Valley, they fall tonight at Riley County, 20-13.
Big time games, big time scores. If your team got the win, congratulations. If your team came out on the losing end, well, there's always next week. It's just week one, if you're Centralia or Onega, it's week two of district play as we head here on the September the 22nd. 68 degrees outside. It is football weather. Again, I'm Jake Dotsbaugh. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We want you to join in on the fun tonight. Give us a call, 785-547-3461. The Giant Communications Hotline is open for you. Tell us about the game that you were at. What was exciting? What was a big-time play, a big-time player that stood out to you here this evening? The Giant Communications Hotline is 785-547-3461.
We've given you tonight's scores and even some insights from our area games of the week. And now, we want to hear from you. It's time for Friday Night Highlights on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
All right, that means it's time for you to get involved. Giant Communications Hotline once again, 785-547-3461. If you want to join in on the show and give us an insight of the game you were at, whether it was a homecoming festivities, you want to give a shout-out to the King and Queen, or maybe you want to just tell us about the game you were at. Bob, why would you want to call into a fun show like this?
Well, here's the thing. If you're at a game and we're sitting here in the studio, we didn't get to go see all these games, I want to know what happened. I want to know something good. Tell me about a great play that happened, a big hit, if it was a big win for your team. Anything. Just tell us what went on at the game that you were at.
A game that you were at, or some of those close games. You know, Royal Valley, Riley County sounds like a phenomenal football game. Well, Panthers, as you're driving back, give us a call. Tell us what happened over there. And let us know. That's a long drive back for you. We're glad you're listening to us. What?
Betha at Minneapolis.
Long
drive back. That was a 28-6 game, so maybe it was closer than what the score showed. Call us.
We need to know what's going on. Again, the Giant Communications Hotline is 785-547-3461 is the phone number when you need fast, reliable internet. Look no further than Giant Communications online at giantcomm.net. Well, we've got some recaps that we'll roll through here right now as we have the phone lines hopefully starting to heat up a little bit, Bob.
Yep, we need them too. Let's go.
Kind of cold right now.
Yes, they are.
Turn the heater on. 68 degrees outside. Let's figure out what went on over in Perry-Lecompton tonight. It was Holton trying to get their first district win. They're going up against a Big 7 League rival in the Perry-Lecompton Cause, who were also looking for their first district win, a big-time matchup in the Big 7 League. The Holton Wildcats improved to 2-2, evening their record with a road district opening win at Perry-Lecompton Friday night. Final score 32-12, but it was the first quarter that told the story of the game. Holton scored their first three possessions of the night, needing just three plays, and 10 plays. They added a trio of two-point conversions, and the Wildcats were dominated, leading 24-0 at the end of the quarter. Perry-Lecompton, however, would score in the final minute of the first half. After Holton had a goal line stand, the Wildcats then fumbled it at their own 1 yard line the next play, and Perry scored on a pass from Tristan Gordon to Eli Dean to cut it to 24-6. But at the final 40 seconds of the first half, Holton moved quick. It was a nice kick return by Eli Hallauer, followed by 27 yards and an 8 yard touchdown run by Eli Hallauer as well. The Wildcats got a score in the closing seconds of the first half, led 32-6 at the break. The second half was a struggle for both teams, a couple fumbles for Holton and several penalties. Perry-Lecompton had a couple turnovers themselves on their final two possessions of the night, but Perry got the only score in the second half to begin the third quarter on a 4 yard touchdown run by Colton Kniper that made it 32-12. And then both teams kind of shooting themselves in the foot the remainder of the night as the Cause dropped to 1-3 on the season. They had 161 yards pass
passing, but just 54 yards rushing, averaging 1.7 yard per carry. Perry had a couple turnovers and six penalties for 46 yards. Eli Dean, 39 yards rushing, 48 yards receiving with a touchdown to lead the Cons. Holton ran for 388 yards, almost 8.5 per carry. Abbott Huntley had 186 yards over 120 in the first quarter. Tyler Jackson had 91 yards. Kel Frazier had 75, and Hollander had 36, as all four of those Wildcat players scored touchdowns. Holton helping overcome a couple of turnovers, five total fumbles on the night for the Wildcats, who also had 84 yards on 10 penalties. But Holton wins it by 20. They're 1-0 in the district and will be home for homecoming against Royal Valley next week. Again, the final, Holton 32, Perry LeCompton 12 for the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
All right, Justin, thank you very much. Again, Holton with the victory over Perry LeCompton. Anything that stuck out to you from that contest, Bob?
Well, that was it really was a big game for Holton to go to Perry LeCompton. That's a tough place to get a win at. They were Holton's kind of finding their footing this season. They were 1-2. They haven't been in that position for a while. So go down to Perry LeCompton, get a victory. That's a great win. Start a district play with a win.
Now let's check out what happened over in Minneapolis. I'll reference it as we're still got the Giant Communications hotline available for you, 785-547-3461. Give us a shout and tell us what happened that you enjoyed in the game you were at tonight. Well, Sabetha hit the road and a long road trip over to Minneapolis. They get the win. Chris Schilling has more.
A perfect night for some Friday night football action here in Minneapolis, Kansas, as the Minneapolis Lions took on the visiting Sabetha Blue Jays. Sabetha got off to a hot start in the first half, scoring three touchdowns. The first one came thanks to a Colin Mendel 4-yard rushing touchdown. And then after Minneapolis couldn't score on the 2-yard line, Sabetha 98 yards, capped off by a 10-yard rushing touchdown by Chase Fry. With about a minute left in the first half, Nate Mendel secured himself a 17-yard receiving touchdown. Now, the entire second half was a defensive battle, but the first score of the second half came early in the fourth quarter by the Minneapolis Lions, as Braylon Smith scored a 2-yard rushing touchdown. After that, Colin Mendel would go down for a second score of the game as he ran in for 7 yards. He led the Blue Jays tonight in rushing yards. He had 27 carries for 176 yards. Chase Fry chipped in for 12 carries for 64 yards. And Mitchell Kramer went 6-for-9 through the air with one touchdown on the night.
All right, Craig, thank you very much for that. Sabetha gets a big road win against the Minneapolis team with Boz. But last week, we were kind of thinking, okay, maybe Minneapolis might be a team that has a chance to make the noise in that district.
Yeah, they were 2-1 coming into tonight. They're a good football team. And, you know, anytime you go on a long road trip like that and the implications, you need to go down. If you're Sabetha, get a win. Keep your streak going. You're 3-0. Every time you play a game and your record improves 3-0, 4-0, 5-0, the pressure can start to mount up a little bit. So really good to see Sabetha going down to Minneapolis and just taking care of business.
Taking care of business. That's what we talk about every single week is, you know, can you take care of the games that you expect to win, and can you do it, you know, A, just to get it done, but B, come out unscathed?
Well, Coach Michael, he talks about it. Day by day, focus on the game at hand. That's what they did tonight. They had to go down and beat Minneapolis. That's what they did.
All right, going back to 3A now. Seth Tolleson had Clay Center at Hiawatha. That's what happened this evening.
The Hiawatha Redhawks opened up district play on Friday night as they hosted the undefeated Tigers of Clay Center. Clay Center took their opening possession down the field for an early touchdown with 10:29 to go in the first quarter to make it 7-0. They would then also score on their second possession with 7:09 left to extend that lead to 14. On the Redhawks' second drive of the game, Hiawatha had their biggest play of the night as Braden Newell connected with sophomore tight end Gus Smith for a 75-yard catch and run to cut that lead to 14-6. On their next offensive play, Clay Center would answer with a 56-yard touchdown run, and the rest of the first half was all Tigers. Hiawatha and Clay Center would trade scores at the start of the second half, and then Hiawatha would fumble the ball on their next possession, which led to the final score of the night for Clay Center, making the final score 75-13. Brody Hayes may have had the game of the night in the state for Clay Center, as he found the end zone a total of 5 times. He had 2 receiving, 2 rushing, and 1 pick six, all in the first half. Touchdowns for Hiawatha came from Gus Smith on a 75-yard touchdown reception and from Alex Pyle on a 7-yard touchdown run to start the second half. Again, your final from Memorial Stadium, Clay Center, 75, Hiawatha 13. I'm Seth Tollison reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks, Seth. And all those recaps you just heard from Justin, from Cray, and from Seth all came from the respective channels, the Holton Channel, Sabatha Channel, and the Red Hawk Channel. You can catch each one of those games every single week for free. Just visit mscsports.net, click Listen Live, and select a channel of your choice. We have another channel as well. It's the Cobra Channel, but Jack tonight's game against Riverside was also on KNZA 103.9 FM, as it was the game of the week on 103.9. And Brandon Tadman has a recap for you here now.
It was homecoming night for Jackson Heights, rocking the blackout uniforms, and they did not disappoint the home fans who were in attendance. Riverside was in town, but it was all Cobras as they got the win 36-7 and improved to 4-0 on the year. Two of the first three offensive snaps of the game for the Cobras were turnovers, a pair of fumbles by quarterback Drake Mellies. Riverside would score their lone touchdown in the first quarter, a 4-yard run by Elijah Moore, and the Cyclones had an early 7-0 lead. But after that, it was all Cobras. The rushing attack was dominant, and from the end of the first quarter to midway through the third quarter, Jackson Heights had four possessions, four long drives, and four touchdowns, all of which by quarterback Drake Mellies. They would add another touchdown in the fourth quarter as well, put the game away early, and again, the rushing attack was the difference. They outrushed Riverside 306-86 and held the Cyclones to negative yards rushing in the second half. Our player to bank on, of course, Sue Ellis, Drake Mellies, 28 carries, 156 yards, and four scores. Only had 26 passing yards, but they didn't need to throw it a whole lot with the rushing attack. And then Kate Holliday, great 1-2 punch with Mellies, 16 carries, 137 yards, and another score. Jackson Heights, they are now 4-0, getting set for a 4-0 matchup at Centralia next week, a game on KFCA 92-1. The Riverside, they return home to take on Onega. The Cyclones drop to 1-3. Dominant for the Cobras here on Friday night. They move to 4-0. Final score again, Jackson Heights 36 and Riverside 7. I'm Brady Tamber reporting for the High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks, Brandon. Yeah, again, Jackson Heights big win tonight over Riverside. That was our game of the week as well. Great walking tacos tonight, too.
Yeah.
Shout out to, what was it, class of 2027?
Yep.
So that sounds so strange to me.
It is strange.
That 2027 senior class that are freshmen, they'd be freshmen now,
yep.
Right? Does that math add up?
It adds up.
Thank you. All right, now let's get and figure out what happened. Frankfort at Dauphin West. This game was called at halftime for Mercy Rule. Jacob Sleppy has more.
Frankfort wins at Dauphin West, and it doesn't even take an hour and a half to do so. It was the final at the halftime. 56-6 was the final. Wes Anderson getting the first score of the game on the second play from scrimmage. It was a 46-yard rushing touchdown with 10:05 to go in the quarter to make it 8-0. Jet Keller then fell on quarterback Cooper Everly from Dauphin West for a safety on the next drive to make it 10-0. And then what they do, they get a kickoff return for a touchdown immediately after that. A 65-yard return from Lane Elias, though, make it 18-0. Brock Armstrong then had his first rushing touchdown of the game. This one from 21 yards out on the third play on the next drive to make it 24-0 with 63 left just in the first quarter alone. After a pair of turnover on downs from both teams, Trent Harden from Frankfort got another safety. Yep, that's right. Two safeties in the first quarter to make it 26-0 with 1:16 to go in the opening quarter. Then on the first play of the second quarter, yet another touchdown from Frankfort. This one once again coming from Brock Armstrong on the end around his second touchdown of the day. This one from 2 yards out to make it 34-0. Then it would be an interception from Lane Lewiso on defense for Frankfort with 9:51 to go in the second quarter. They converted that to the first passing touchdown of the game for Wildcats quarterback Wes Anderson, the sophomore. He ups up with Trent Harden for a 13-yard score to make it 42-0. Then it is another touchdown for Lane Lewiso, this time on the ground from 10 yards out with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. It's 49-0. Then Dauphin West actually forced a fumble for Frank Pittsburgh got the ball back, and Cooper Everly, a couple of plays later, got the lone score of the game for the Mustangs. Broke a couple tackles, made some nice moves, making a run down the sideline to make it 49-6. And then the game winner was a hookup from Anderson to Carter Olsen with his first touchdown of the day in his 10th of the season. This one from 40 yards out to make it 56-6. And then Henry Ketter put the game away with an interception with 22 seconds left in the quarter to seal the win for Frankfurt. So once again, 56-6 is your final at halftime. This is Jared Cluffy on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks, Jared. And again, a big-time win there for your team, Frankfurt. They bounced back.
They were my pick. I told them, this is a good football team.
They bounce back. They get a win, a needed win over Donovan West tonight. And they now, again, crunch ahead because big game's looming for them. They got Hanover and Axel yet to play here in this season. Final recap to get for you. You heard it on 93.7 FM. Marble Mouse Academy hosted Pleasant Ridge in district action. Tom Gallup, how was the game?
Pleasant Ridge made a short road trip tonight as they traveled to Atchison, Kansas to be hosted by Marhill Mount Academy, homecoming 2023 for the Ravens. Also a district game and, of course, also a game in the Northeast Kansas League. Pleasant Ridge started off fast with a kickoff return on the opening kickoff of the ballgame. They jumped out in front and never looked back, knocking off the Ravens 55-16. Huge night for Cooper Bynes for the Rams. He took that opening kickoff back 73 yards, also scored on a 62-yard run, a 30-yard run, and a 12-yard run, 14 TDs for Cooper tonight. Lane Wagamuth with a couple of touchdowns, and also Jack Mailey with two. For the Ravens, Luke Siebert accounted for all the scoring. He went in from both 7 yards and from 77 yards away. Pleasant Ridge moves to 2-2 on the season. Markham Academy is going to be at home again next week, hosting Troy. Pleasant Ridge will entertain ACCHS next Friday night. But again, at Cotton Valley Field of Matches of Kansas, it was Pleasant Ridge 55, Markham Academy 16. Tom Couch reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Tom, thanks. A big win there for the Rams as they take down Marhill Mount Academy in district action. Well, there's a few more things to get to yet here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Remember, you can nominate your Lugar Chiropractic and Wellness 8-Ball here by calling Giant Communications Hotline, 75-547-3461. If there's a player tonight that stood out for you, we want to talk about them. Give us a call, 785-547-3461. 6-1 and give us your nominations. We will give that ball play here after just a little bit here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We roll on with more of the nominations. Your scores once again, and a look ahead at what Week 5 looks like. And we're back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. Boz, let's get another rundown of the scores, please.
All right, let's get through these here real quick. Washington County, they lose to Clifton Clyde 56-6. Hanover, they get the win over Blue Valley 38-14. Axel, they win over Lynn 56-6. Frankfurt, they get the win 56-6 over Donovan West. Mission Valley, they get the win 36-8 over Valley Falls. Oskaloosa, they lose to St. Mary's 57-6. McClouth, they fall at Jeff County North 52-6. Riverside, they lose to Jackson Heights 36-7. Centralia gets the victory over Troy 36-6. Valley Heights, they come out on top of Republic County 52-0. Rossville victorious at ACCHS 70-0. Pleasant Ridge 55-16 over Marhill Mount Academy. Horton, they fall to Nemaha Central 69-0. Sabetha gets the win at Minneapolis 28-6. Hayden, they steamroll Jeff West here tonight 64-0. Holton picks up a big win at Fairleigh Compton 32-12. Clay Center, they come out on top of Hiawatha 75-14. Marysville gets the win at Concordia tonight 23-6. Atchison. They improved to 4-0 on the season with a win over KC Schlegel 54-8. And Royal Valley, they fall to Riley County 20-13. Those are the scores that we've got tonight, Jake.
All right, man. Thank you so much for that. We've got plenty still to get to. We've got some nominees for the Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball that we'll get to those here in just a little bit. But, Boz, we got to talk district action here in the area as week four has came to a close. We've got some teams still with perfect records, and we've got some teams that are trying to find their way here in district play. Let's go to 3A. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, districts, we talk about it just starting out. In district play, it's right, we're one. Some teams have two games in district play, but although it's early, you've got to find these games early in the season. In districts, you've got to find a way to win those games.
Yeah, you got to find ways to get those wins. You got to find ways to continually almost build momentum, too, you know, right now, because this is the type of part of the season where you've got plenty of things that need to be fixed, changed, whether it's cleaned up with the turnovers, whether it's cleaned up with penalties. We saw a lot of penalties behind the game we were in.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. I mean, you're in week three. You're in maybe week three of the season, week four, and all of a sudden you've got district starting. So these games are super important. You've got to fix things right now. You just can't let you can't drop games in district play. You've got to figure out ways to win those games and start off hot into district play. Into district play.
So, once again, we're going to District 4 of Class 3A. A district, really, Bob, that has a lot of players in it that can have big-time implications tonight. This has got Hayden, Holton, Jeff West, Perry, and Royal Valley. And one team is perfect, not only in district play, but overall, and that's Topeka Hayden.
Well, we talked about Topeka Hayden a little bit ago. I mean, Hayden is a team that is starting to assert their dominance. They have a really nice team. They've got a couple of running backs. Finn Dunchy from last year that is incredibly fast. They've got good size on the line. I mean, they're a team that's just dominating people right now. Perfect record. But you also, when you look down this district, you've got Holton at 2-2. They're 1-0 in districts as well. I mean, that is a big win for Holton to come out and get that first district win. I mean, let's talk about this. If Holton drops the game tonight to Perry Lake Compton, all of a sudden they're sitting 0-1 in district. They're 1-3 on the season. That can change things dramatically as you start to go through district play. You know, you kind of look down the list here, Jeff West, they're sitting at 0-1 in district play, and then Perry Lake Compton also 0-1 in district play. Topeka Hayden, obviously the team that's probably the favorite to win that district.
Absolutely. A Topeka Hayden team that we talked about is one that we just think that they're the type of Hayden of old. But have they played the schedule that like a Holton has played, you know, as far as tough competition early on? And typically the answer is yes.
Absolutely, because years ago they were in the Centennial League.
Right,
I mean, they were
right.
Playing Washburn Rural, Topeka High, Topeka Seaman, Shawnee Heights, Manhattan, Junction City. I mean, that was a heck of a tough league that Topeka Hayden had to battle their way throughout the season. So this year, they just don't have that competition level across the board like they did in the old Centennial League.
So Holton's 2-2 in that district, 1-0, or 2-2 overall, 1-0 in that district. They take on Royal Valley next week in district play. Let's go down to 3A, district number 5, where you saw Clay Center tonight knock off Hiawatha, and Clay Center a perfect 4-0 overall, 1-0 in district play now. Rock Creek, a non-district game, they picked up a win earlier this evening, they lost to Silver Lake earlier tonight. And so they are 2-2 overall. They've got Hiawatha 1-3, 0-1 in districts. Marysville, who started off the season 0-2, they're on a two-game winning streak now.
Yep.
They're 2-2, 1-0 in district plays, and knock off Concordia tonight, who falls to 0-4, 0-1 in district.
Yeah, I think the clear front runner in this district is Clay Center. I mean, they're a really good football team, 4-0 on the season. Really haven't been, I would say, test so far this season.
Yeah.
To me, they're the clear front runner. But then this is where it gets interesting. Rock Creek sitting at 3-1 overall. Marysville, like you mentioned, they pick up two wins in a row, so they're sitting at 2-2. So you got a little bit of a logjam with Rock Creek.
1-0 in district.
Yeah, 1-0 in district. Yep. Rock Creek, they haven't had a district game yet, but I would anticipate them to be right up at the top of that mix with Marysville, Rock Creek and Marysville, right behind Clay Center.
Now, the big thing again is too is that top four teams make it to playoffs. Out of these five team districts, the top four make it to the postseason. The last team in that district will then play the last team of another district in just a week nine game. And so you've got right now in that district both teams that are 0-1, Hiawatha Concordia. That game's coming up next week. And so that is a potential big time matchup between those two because it's going to be, all right, who's gonna get that first win? Win, in district play.
You've got to find a way to get a win. You have to get that just so you solidify. We've got an opportunity to move on into the playoffs. So it's a big time important game for Hiawatha next week against Concordia.
Let's roll into a district three now with that Atchison County Community High School who kind of took it on the chin tonight against Rocksville. They are now 0-1 in district, 2-2 overall. And look at Pleasant Ridge and Rocksville now sitting atop of district three as Pleasant Ridge now 2-2 overall, 1-0 district play as they take down Mar Hill Mountain Academy tonight, who falls to 0-1 in district and 0-4 overall. But Rocksville, a big time win against ACCHS, 2-2 overall, now 1-0 in district, and Silver Lake 3-1. Hadn't played a district game yet.
Have not. But this district is really interesting to me. It's hard to pick maybe a front runner. I think there's a log jam there. Silver Lake, maybe you could say they're starting to pull away a little bit, 3-1 overall, but they haven't had that district game yet. Pleasant Ridge, they're improved to 2-2. Rossville, big, big win for them to even up their season at 2-2, 1-0 in districts. This one's going to be interesting. And as you mentioned, I mean, you move through these districts the next couple weeks.
Huge.
Just huge for these teams.
Massive. Absolutely massive for these teams coming up. Next week is going to be a big one in that district. ACCHS takes on Pleasant Ridge in Easton. That will be a big-time game in that district.
Well, yeah, it's huge. I mean, they've got to find a way. If you're ACCHS, you just can't start out district play 0-2.
Yeah.
That just kills
tough
you.
Tough uphill climb.
Yeah, so Pleasant Ridge, they're sitting at 1-0. They could potentially extend their lead a little bit, go to 2-0. So that's a lot of big-time games coming up in the next couple weeks.
And the matchups mean a lot. And then then after that, it goes to point system. I mean, there's a lot of tiebreakers as far as seeing who makes the playoffs. You want to get wins. And you want to win. You win bonds. You want to score and win big.
Yep, for sure.
Getting down to District 4 in Class 2A, one of the toughest districts in the state. Omaha Central, you're ranked number one in the state in Class 2A. Guess where Sebastian's at, Boss?
Right behind them.
So that's the Omaha Central. Each pickup wins tonight. They are 1-0 in district play, 4-0 overall. Minneapolis fell to Smith, but they are now 0-1 in district, 2-2 overall. Riley County took care of Royal Valley tonight in a close one. They are 2-2 overall. That was not a district game. And then Horton falls to 0-4, 0-1 in districts. What sticks out to you other than the obvious?
I mean, the obvious thing is which team's going to win this district, Omaha Central and Sabessa. Clearly the front runners in that district, but Riley County, they got a big win tonight. Minneapolis, you know, like you said, they fell to Sabessa, so they're 0-1 in districts. The crazy thing is, like you said, the top four teams, they advance into the playoffs, which also got to think about where you finish within that district and how that sets up your playoff run. So you want to be at the top of your district, obviously. Horton, they've struggled here the last couple of years. You know, I would anticipate them maybe being that fifth team in the district. So really those top four, Omaha, Sabessa, Minneapolis, Riley County. I really think Minneapolis and Riley County have the ability to come up, and they are good football teams. So, you know, anything can happen.
District number, we're going to actually go down to 1A now. District 3, and one that had the top two dogs in that district facing off tonight. Oz, JCN, my dark horse team, taking on McLeod, and JCN takes care of business at home tonight. They're now 4-0 overall, 1-0 in district. McLeod, the dogs, they fall to 0-1, 3-1, their first loss of the season. But Mission Valley, 1-0 in district play, 2-2 overall in their season so far. Then you've got Oskaloosa, Valley Falls, each 0-1 in districts, 1-3 overall. St. Mary's, a team that went deep into the playoffs last year, get a win tonight, and are now 1-3 overall, the first win of the season, and 1-1 district.
You know, I think with St. Mary's, here's my thought on them. They coming off a state title, you know, a championship last year. They graduated a ton of kids.
A ton.
So they're kind of finding their way this season. And I think this is a team that you really got to keep an eye out for. They got a big win tonight. They might be figuring some stuff out. I think they're a team that could jump up into the middle of that mix there and make a run through the playoffs.
We talked about one of the most interesting districts and one of the best in the state, and that was in 2A with Nemaha and Sabetha. Well, how about what I would say arguably is the second best district in the state, and that's District 4 of Class 1A, where you got Centralia. You've got Jackson Heights. Centralia, 2-0 in districts, 4-0 overall. Jackson Heights, a big win tonight against Riverside. Centralia, let's not overlook. That was a big win for them against Troy tonight as well.
Yep.
But Centralia, 4-0, 2-0 in districts. Jackson Heights, 4-0, 1-0 in districts after their win tonight against Riverside. The Cyclones, they fall to 1-3 overall, 0-1 in districts. Troy, they fell to Centralia tonight. Now 0-1 in districts, 1-3 overall. What sticks out to you in this district? Because guess what? Next week is Jackson Heights at Centralia. Is that district title on the line next week?
Absolutely. I really think it is. Centralia, Jackson Heights is at Centralia. That's just a big-time matchup. If you're Jackson Heights, you've got to find a way to go into that game and get a win. I mean, we've said it for years. Centralia, they're just perennial power. If you want to come out on top of your district, and if you want to go deep into the playoffs, it has to go through Centralia. You have to find a way to beat that team. So that's a big-time matchup next week. But here's the thing that I'm looking at as well. I mean, Troy, probably not as dominant as they have been in the past. 1-3 on the season. They're 0-1 in districts. Still a good football team. They could come up and potentially knock off one of those teams down the line. So you just got to be really focused every single game throughout this district run.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is one that, again, we reference some of the great coaches that we cover in the NSU Sports Radio Network listening area. We referenced them earlier, but Coach Michael from Sabetha talking about, day by day. Coach Schneider over at the JCN, same concept. Coach Wick for Jackson Heights, same concept. I mean, Coach Holthouse from Sabetha, I think we can go to each individual coach, and they're going to give us that coach speak.
Yeah.
But next week is a big week in that district.
That's the trick a little bit. You've got to keep your kids focused on the fact that it doesn't end your season.
Correct.
If you go in and you stumble, you don't get the win, your season's not over.
Right.
And that's tough to rebound from. But all the good coaches will tell you, this is the game this week. We've got to focus and prepare for it. Go down. We're obviously going to try to get the win. But you still can't crumble if you happen to lose that game.
Big-time matchups next week. 8-man Division 1, Clifton Clyde, they bounce back after getting beat by Axel a week ago. They are 3-1 overall. They get a big win in district tonight, 56-6 in that one. 1-0, or 1-0, excuse me, now in their district. Lincoln, also 1-0, 3-1 in that district overall. Washington County falls to 0-1 in the district, 2-2 overall. And Mankato Rock Hills, 0-1, 2-2 overall. Still haven't gotten the final from El Saline Bennington. El Saline is going to be that kind of wild card team. They beat Hanover earlier in the season, and maybe that's a good testament to how good El Saline is, because they handled Hanover earlier on, but they might be a team in that district to give Clifton Clyde a run for their money.
Yeah, there's a lot of good teams in that district. Unfortunately, the area we cover, we don't get a lot of information from the El Saline, Lincoln, Mankato, Bennington area. I think because we cover them, I mean, Clifton Clyde, somebody that we're looking at, and we've been keeping an eye on them. I think really big win for them tonight to bounce back from the loss that they suffered last week against Axtell. I think they've got momentum after that bounce back win. They're 3-1 overall, 1-0 in district, but I think you're right. Elkline's kind of a wild card in that district.
Absolutely. Now let's go to 8-man Division 2. And this, I would say, is the third of the top three toughest districts or most interesting districts in the state of Kansas. 8-man Division 2, District 3, Axel. Two-time defending state champs continue to soar high. The Eagles,
yeah, they do.
4-0 overall, 1-0 in district play. But nipping at their heels are those Wildcats. Your team, Frankfort, the dark horse you picked preseason, 3-1, 1-0 in district. How about the Hanover Wildcats? Started off 0-2. We talked about how they cannot start the season 0-3. A massive win against Osborne last week. They take care of business again tonight. They're 1-0 in district. So you've got Axel, Frankfort, Hanover, all 1-0 in that district.
Yeah, that district is loaded. I still think, I mean, Axel, you give them credit. They haven't let the hype surrounding that team and the win streak and all the stuff that comes with it, they haven't let that go to their head. They're just week by week that continue to get wins. Now, talk about Frankfurt. That's a team that I thought had all the pieces to really make a run this season.
Yep.
They're 3-1. They overall, they're 1-0 in district. And we also, we talked quite a bit about Hanover. This is a team that's got the pieces as well.
Yeah.
But the trick with them was their first three games of the season were tough.
Tough.
A huge schedule for them early on. And remember, we said they've got to find a way to get a win early. And now all of a sudden, instead of being 0-3, they're 2-2. They got the win tonight. I mean, Hanover's starting to put it together a little bit.
They're figuring things out. And that's what, a good program. Again, the rich history of Hanover just tells you don't count them out.
Yeah.
Because that's just the history of it. Now, when we're looking at schedules coming up, go over the Week 5 schedule here in just a second. You know, not next week, the week after that, and then the consecutive week following, you're going to be having Hanover, Frankfurt, and Axel beating each other up in this district. And those games are going to be phenomenal games.
Yeah, they will. Those are the ones that are going to determine, you know, who's going to move on and where they're going to fall throughout the playoff stuff. So it's I love it when you start getting to this point. The games, they just mean more. I mean, they're just bigger games. I'm excited for this next 2 or 3 weeks here.
It just means more. Well, we've got one more segment to get to, the Luker Chiropractic Wellness Game Ball. We'll be giving away in the next segment, and also a look ahead at Week 5, not only at the high school level, but we'll check out the collegiate. I know Boss wants to talk about some
Chuck.
Coming up next, you're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Mitch Ottman, Regional Market President for Newmont County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabeth. In Newmont County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. People want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302, and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Farmers, it's go season, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is as ready as you are to ensure this harvest season goes smoothly. Their team of technicians is working extra hours to reduce downtime and get you back in the fields, because Bruna Implement was built by farmers for farmers. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Today's headlines can be scary. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor, Jeff Russell. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a reasoned, disciplined approach to investing. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. Stop by my office in Sabetha or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha or Shannon Wright's in Holton. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1950.
The final countdown.
Jesse Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You are listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks, Dorsey. And just like every single week, we close out our show with our look ahead at Week 5. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Sports Board Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with Jake and Boz. And before we get into Week 5, Boz, we got some nominees that we need to get to for the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball.
We do.
Who we got?
We got from Frankfurt, Wes Anderson. He had 134-yard passing tonight for two touchdowns.
Two touchdowns.
Also got one on the ground, so one rushing TD, three total for Wes Anderson on 134 yards passing tonight. Drake Melly is the game that we were at, Jackson Heights. He had 28 rushes for 152 yards, four touchdowns. He had three of those in the first half.
Yep.
Kid can make stuff happen for sure. He's been a nominee several
every week.
Weeks. Yeah, he's just putting up some really, really good numbers. Here's a big one for you. Nemaha Central, Carter Hike.
Ooh.
He had 12 carries tonight, 142 yards.
Okay.
Now get this. Six touchdowns.
That's a great game.
So that was all before half.
What?
That was up until halftime.
Yikes.
He also had 6 passing for 102 yards and a touchdown. So Carter Hike tonight, he accounted for 7 touchdowns in the first half.
That's a great game.
that's a big-time full game.
I'm trying to not say phenomenal.
Yeah.
That was a like phenomenal that. First half.
It was. So big
wow.
game. Big game tonight for Carter Hike from Nemaha Central. Also, Cade Holiday for Jackson Heights.
Okay.
16 carries, 137 yards on the ground with a touchdown.
Okay.
And then from Holton Abbott Hundley, 186 yards and a touchdown. He had 120 yards in the first quarter.
What? First quarter.
That kid had a game tonight.
Slow these kids down, but hey, we talked. We want fireworks, right? We want scores. Some of those teams did tonight. Gosh darn, I can't get over. Carter Heights, shout out to you, young man. Holy. 7 touchdowns in the first half.
Yeah.
Insane in the membrane.
Big time. And keep this in mind. He's just a sophomore.
So he's young.
He's young.
When you get older, dude, things just don't work as good.
Well, I mean, you think we talked a little bit about this
earlier. Yeah, got Kurt Tillman hanging out with us here in the studio.
A little tough situation. A little background for you.
Uh-huh.
Carter Hike, freshman last year, plays for Nemaha Central.
Sure.
A little bit of maybe in the shadow of the older brother, Cooper Hike, who's now playing at Hutch Community College. Cooper had
a beast.
Outstanding season last year. So Carter now taking some of the spotlight and making things happen at Nemaha Central.
Trying to say, hey, I'm a Hike, too.
That's right.
I'm a Hike. You think they say hut-hut?
They might.
Those are your Lugar Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. If you did not hear somebody name that you wanted to be named, give us a call, 785-547-3461, Giant Communications Hotline. Get your kid or somebody that you know had a great game tonight. Get them on that list. We will choose that here momentarily, so you only have a little bit of time to get that nominee in there. Let's go into Week 5, Boz. We've got Week 5 next week, and let's go through our Week 5 key matchups going into next week. After we saw some results come through tonight, some of our key matchups, well, they're kind of on point.
Yeah, here's the thing. I mean, we kind of look at some of these teams, and maybe you might hear the game and think, well, that maybe won't be a great game. But
sure.
As we go through this, a lot of times we're looking at implications, district implications, playoff implications. So
yeah.
Kind of some bigger-time games. Hiawatha versus Concordia. That's
big-time matchup.
That is a big-time matchup. Now, Hiawatha lost a couple in a row. They've lost, I mean, they're just struggling right now to get things going. This is a district game we mentioned the playoff implications. The winner of this game will probably guarantee themselves a spot in the playoffs.
Because they'll hold the tiebreaker against the other.
Yes.
Doesn't matter if they get another win throughout, you know, I mean, I guess if they tie at the end of the district round, which would be week 8. If they are tied still, this game is what they're going to go back to and say, okay, looks like, Hiawatha, you beat Concordia, or vice versa. Boom. That dictates who's going to the playoffs and who's playing just a regular weeknight game.
Yeah, I mean, Hiawatha, they're 1-3 overall, Concordia 0-4. So, again, that is a really big game when you start looking at playoff implications.
And I'm sorry, I know some people will be like, man, why is that a big game? 1-3 versus 0-4. That's why it's a big
That's
game.
Why.
That is why it is such a big game.
Exactly right.
ACCHS at P. Ridge. P. Ridge defeated Mar Hill tonight. They're 2-2 overall. 1-0 in the district. ACCHS falls to Rossville tonight. The Dogs they pounced on the Tigers tonight and are now 2-2 and 0-1 in districts. You made a comment earlier, ACCHS, if you're the Tigers, you cannot go 0-2 in district play. And that's why next week is such a big tie game, because you got P. Ritt trying to go 2-0 in districts,
yep,
and ACCHS trying not to go 0-2.
Yeah, and that's, you start looking at these games and how big they are, and we're kind of talking both sides of our mouths here a little bit, because it's only one game. It doesn't end your run, but you can't go 0-2 and then have to fight your way back into a playoff spot.
So when we're talking like this, okay, I was told don't chew with your mouth open, chew with your mouth closed. I was never told you can't talk out both sides of your mouth when you're talking about sports like this. Yeah,
well, we're doing it.
Okay, all right. Jackson Heights at Centralia. We do all of our prep the day before, so Thursday usually of this week, and we expected this to be a big-time game. After tonight, it is confirmed. This is going to be a phenomenal game. We talked about it earlier. It's not one that's going to make or break your year, but how big is this game next week in Centralia?
I think the biggest thing for me is, if you're a Jackson Heights follower, what does that do to your confidence if you go to Centralia and knock off Centralia?
Yes.
I mean, that's just big time. I mean, that is something that I think if you're playing for Jackson Heights, you're thinking, all right, this is a big time game. It's one that we need to get over that hurdle. Beat Centralia, then you move on into playoffs, but everything goes through Centralia. Centralia is a really good football team, and they're having all sorts of success like they usually do. So it is a really big game.
I feel like the old adage is so true right here. If you want to be the best, Boz, what do you got to do?
Got to beat the best.
So Centralia, they are at home next week against Jackson Heights in that district in Class 1A. Phenomenal game that it will be. Even if the hype is going to be there, we're hyping it up. Those are the three games that we are looking at for key matchups next week. So if you want to see Jake and Boz next week and win a gift card, we are going to either be at Hiawatha, Concordia, ACCHS, Pleasant Ridge, or Jackson Heights at Centralia. Where do we sit at, Boss?
On the home side.
Home side. What are you wearing?
North Dakota.
The fighting
Hawk shirt.
You're wearing a dark gray North Dakota. Hey, what am I wearing there, Boss?
The Ravens. He's just loaded with Ravens stuff. It's gross.
I wouldn't say gross.
It is.
Hey, last week they beat the Bengals, and I bet I had... I can't put a number to it, but a handful of people, Chiefs fans, for the first time in my life, I cheered for the Ravens.
What?
So they could beat the Bengals. Because the Bengals are now more of a threat to the Chiefs than the Ravens.
Yeah. It's all right. You just keep rolling with your Ravens.
Sipping my water out of my Ravens cup and, Other matchups next week, Big 7 League, you got Holton taking on Roll Valley, Jeff West at Nemaha, Perry at Hayden, Riverside, Onega, Sabetha, Riley County, and NDKL. Boss, who we got?
NDKL, ACCHS, they are traveling to Pleasant Ridge. Horton at home against Minneapolis, Jackson Heights at Centralia, Jeff North at Oskaloosa, Mar Hill Mount Academy versus Troy, McLouth, they will take on Mission Valley, and Valley Falls, they will play at home against St. Mary's.
CBL action, Axel taking on Blue Valley Randolph, Clifton Clyde against Lincoln, that'll be a big time game in that district. Donovan West and Hanover, the Wildcats from Hanover trying to continue that winning streak, and D. West trying to get their first win. We mentioned Centralia and Heights, Frankfort versus Lynn. We mentioned Onega Riverside, Valley Heights, Sacred Heart, and then Washington County against Bennington. Other area games that we'll be keeping our eyes on as well, Atchison versus KC. Washington, can the Flying Phoenix keep their season going to 5-0? They're, gosh darn, man, Atchison is legit.
Yep.
And Marysville Rock Creek should be a fun one. Marysville on a two-game winning streak. Can they keep that going as well? What went on in the college realm? People are asking. They're curious. Well, you probably already know what happened last weekend, but we'll give you a brief update. Boz, what did we have in the heart of America?
So Benedictine, they beat Peru State 62-28. They improved to 2-2 on the season. This coming,
tomorrow,
actually. Benedictine, they will take on at home Culver Stockton Wildcats. They're 1-3 on the season. They beat Missouri Baptist in overtime, 33-30 last week. So they got their first win of the season. This is a game that Benedictine, they should be able to get a win and improve to 3-2 on the season.
Yeah, absolutely. And a BC, a big-time win for them against Peru, as you mentioned as well. You can hear that game on 92.7 FM KAIR with Tom Counts on the call. Peru State, they're trying to bounce back as they take on Missouri Baptist, who also lost last week. So Peru State is 0-4 on the season. Missouri Baptist are 0-3. Both teams trying to get that first win.
They got to find a way to get in the win column. That's good. This is a big game for them.
And then Highland Community College at Garden City. For those that don't know, I gave a shout out to Steve Belt Springs earlier, and then Bob is kind of from that area. Now he's from, then he moved to southwest Kansas, and Garden City, kind of a little bit in your blood, huh?
A little bit. We were in Garden City for 10 years, so we supported the Bronkbusters. I actually had a brother-in-law that was a quarterback at Oklahoma, then came back
Boomer Sooner.
He was there a couple years, then he came back and played a year at Garden City Community College, so we followed them, and they've, you know, back in the old Jayhawk Conference, they were a powerhouse. It was, seemed like they would face off a lot with Butler for the title of that conference.
Highland is 1-3. They lost last week to Iowa Western 21-16. Only win was week one against Coppyville. The Bronkbusters from Garden City, they defeated Gordon's Sports Academy 47-0, who were ranked earlier in the season. Garden City was number 9 to begin the year. And they beat Butler Community College in week 1. Massive wins. They stumbled, had a 2-game losing streak, got back to the winning track last week, and now they're 2-1. Now we'll go to the Division 1 ranks and take it away.
And I got them at the top of the list every week. KU, they are taking on BYU tomorrow.
Hurt the mic to give you some.
Oh, you got to stick. Bear with me right here, folks. KU, they are
3-0 now, guys.
No, it's not. You got to listen to this. KU, they're 3-0. Come on. Now this is a big time test against BYU. It really is. They got a win last week against Nevada. Jake, let me hear all about it. They beat them 31-24. Jake's like, well, Nevada's really, really bad. Well, hey, they got the win. They got the win.
Nevada averaged 10 points a game.
Yeah.
10.
It's okay.
They scored 24.
Hey, when we talked about this,
I was up till 1:15 in the morning watching that game, flipping back and forth between that one and Colorado State last week.
Yeah.
And I'm nervous that KU was going to lose that game.
Well, here's what KU's got to figure out. Offense is rolling. I mean, they are 500-some yards per game of offense. Defense is a question mark. They've gotten out to big leads, but they've let teams come back on them. So they got to figure out the defensive side of things. But this week against BYU, here's a little, you got to think about this. BYU, they're only giving up 15 points per game. Mm-hmm. Talking about KU's defense, they're giving up 21 points per game. BYU, on the offensive side of things, they score 31 points a game. KU, they're averaging 38. So, which win? Defense? Yeah. Does that win ball games, or is the offensive firepower from KU, is that going to carry them through to another win, a 4-0 start?
Can they do it back-to-back years, Bob? Do they do it tomorrow?
Yes, absolutely.
They do.
Yeah, they will.
It's not the homerism coming out. That's the confidence of the crew.
Yes, I think KU is going to get the win tomorrow. And now we talked, I got a little note here. Jake and I talked yesterday. This is Jake's prediction. I'm throwing this on
it
you.
It is. Yeah, I mean, 1,000%. This is my prediction. And all my EMAW fans and K-State lovers, I'm sorry.
Well, you're being honest. You're true.
I'm being honest.
It's coming out a little bit. We got a few rough shots out of Spalding. So, season prediction for KU. They're going to finish 8-4.
8-4
on the season.
I truly believe that.
I think they can do that.
Yeah.
I really do. You get to win tomorrow 4-0. They've got a tough schedule kind of midway through they're going to have to ride through. But 8-4. If you're a Jayhawk fan and where we've been in the past to where we're going now, 8-4, I
think that's extremely going to be. I mean, it could swing one game. One game could swing that. It could easily be 7-5 or 8-4. I went with 8-4. I think there's going to be a stumbling block. They got to play Oklahoma. They got to play Texas. They got to go on the road. I believe TCU,
Texas Tech.
I mean, so there are some big time games that they will drop just because of the opponent. Their schedule gets a little bit more difficult, but I do believe they finish 8-4. I believe they get a decent bowl game, and I would even say that they win that bowl game.
Woo! Let's go.
So I think KU will finish 9-4 this year.
9 to 4. You added an extra.
Well,
with the bowl window.
Yeah.
Thought you were super happy about KU. You were just giving them wins.
How about the Cats? Rough one last week in Columbia as K-State drops out of the top 25 with a loss to Missouri. Missouri is now 3-0, and that was a big-time win for them. They made T-shirt spots that say, kicking the Cats out of whatever the stadium's called over there. And, you know,
the
hey,
zoo. Isn't it the zoo or something like that?
I mean, they can
know.
Call it the zoo if they want. I mean, it looked like the zoo. The way that the penalty flags were flying. I mean, K-State banged up after that game.
Yeah.
Will Howard still questionable? Game time decision tomorrow against UCF. That's tomorrow night. Will Avery Johnson step in? But the biggest one before we go to Avery is Kendall Green out for the season, torn pectoral muscle. He finished that game. He tore that early in the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
and finished the game with that. And anyway, big time loss. A couple linemen went down. K-State, can they bounce back tomorrow at home against a UCF team that's 3-0?
Yeah, there's some question marks for K-State. And I'm going to throw this out there. As much as I like my Jayhawks, I'm not a K-State hater. I love good football and in-state teams doing really well. And I think that's a big blow for K-State. Daniel Green, the defensive leader on this team, he's an absolute beast. So not having him on the field, I think that's going to hurt them defensively. But I think tomorrow K-State gets the win. I think they do bounce back. You know, it's kind of sting. They're at Missouri and that 61-yard field goal.
SEC record,
last second. I think if you're K-State, you're not happy, obviously, with the turnout of the game, but you're not happy how things went throughout the game that put you in that position. So I think
K-State 30 minutes on that.
Yeah, I know we could. But here's my big thing, too, with tomorrow and K-State. Avery Johnson, if Will Howard can't go,
can he do it?
Can he step in and do it? Here's the thing with Avery Johnson. Absolutely incredible athlete, a Kansas guy. Love to see him have some success, but I don't know. There's just question marks with Avery Johnson. He can make things happen with his legs. He can run. He can scramble. He's a playmaker. What does he do when he has to sit in the pocket and make throws under pressure?
Yeah.
That's the question.
1,000%. I think that's a valid question. I think that is something that he will have to answer that with his gameplay, obviously. And will he be able to answer the call? If you're a K-State fan, you'll have to see him get in. Here's the other side of that, too. The plan was to redshirt him this year.
Yeah.
And tomorrow is game four.
Yep.
And if Will Howard can't get back, guess what? That red shirt's gone.
Yep.
And he's going to have to just be as a true freshman. That game kicks off at 7 o'clock. I'll be in the south end zone. Come down and see me if you're there. Otherwise, you can listen to it on 103.9 FM or 92.1 FM tomorrow night as well. Pre-game starting around 5:30 for that. And then Nebraska got their first win of the year last week against Northern Illinois. We were worried. We were wondering, will it happen? And Matt Rhule finally got off the schneid.
He got it done.
And a big-time win. They're now 1-2. Can Nebraska win back-to-back games? They're playing against Louisiana Tech. Boz, who's 2-2, with wins over FIU and Northwestern State. And a close loss in North Texas. Does Nebraska go now 2-2?
I think they can get it done. I'm feeling like that's what they needed. They just need to get that first win. Louisiana Tech is a game that they should win. Now, Nebraska hasn't always won games that they should win. So I think there's still a ton of pressure on Nebraska to get things going. So they've got to find a way to get that win tomorrow.
Okay, that's the college slate. Now let's go professional. The Chiefs bounce back in the big-time win over the Jaguars. And I say big-time, that's not saying it lightly. The Jaguars, a tough team. They hold a high-power offense to just 9 points. Chris Jones, Travis Kelce came back. Were they a big difference maker?
Yeah, a huge difference maker. Chris Jones led the team in pressures. Kelce got a touchdown. Travis Kelce, I mean, everybody knows he's the go-to guy. He's your safety valve when Mahomes is in trouble. He's going to find Kelce. And then when Kelce wasn't there, that was just different. So, yeah, big-time playmakers there. Made a big impact in that game. But here's the thing that I watched Kansas City play, and it's just their offense just doesn't look the same. They're kind of on the struggle bus a little bit, and it's early in the season, but it just makes me nervous when I watch them play. It kind of reminds me of several years ago when Patrick Mahomes, he would get in a little bit of pressure and a happy feet. He'd start scrambling around. He just didn't look comfortable in the pocket. He didn't look comfortable making his reads and putting throws on the money. I think with Kelce back, you know the defense is going to be solid. Like you said, they held Jacksonville to 9 points. And Jacksonville's a really good football team. That was a really good win for Kansas City. I think they're going to take care of the Bears tomorrow. I think you'll see this team get better and better and better. Mahomes, he's Patrick Mahomes. You know, he's not going to struggle every game. They're going to have a game where they just take off, and I think it might be tomorrow against the Bears.
3:25 kick for that, not tomorrow, Sunday. But you can hear that game on 92.1 FM KNZA for that coverage. And don't forget, you flipped the
I started to put stuff away because we're almost done.
Yeah, okay. So the Baltimore Ravens 2-0, and Boz, what did you put for your notes on that?
My notes for the Baltimore Ravens, quite literally, blah. B-L-A-H, blah.
Hey, pick up a big win at Cincinnati last week. Lamar Jackson looked almost like he did in his MVP self. He was able to throw the ball. They were on ropes. He dropped some dimes, and the Ravens are looking good, man. And I'm just going to give a little shout-out every single week. I'm sorry, listeners. I'm sorry.
How did this happen? How did the Ravens – these are teams that we cover.
Because it's not Bobby and Jake, it's Jake and Bob.
Okay, that's how this works. Know your role.
No. Oh, you jabroni. You jabroni. All right, so that wraps up all week five. Make sure you check out MSDSports.net. That'll have every single game from tonight on there. You can go back and listen to the games. Check out the recap show as well on MSDSports.net. Check out the recap stories as well from all the games that were covered. We've also got on there our schedules coming up for next week, where we will be at broadcasting throughout the week. But before we sign off tonight, Boz, the Luke Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball tonight. We have a few different nominees tonight. Who are we going with?
When you're in the middle of
this is a tough one,
new country. We've got you covered.
All right, just kidding. We're not quite there yet, need a favor, but we'll get there in just a little bit. Who we got for our Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee?
Hey, what I started to say, this is always a hard one because there's so many good dudes out here putting up good performances each night, but I've got to go tonight to Nemaha Central and Carter Hike. 12 carries, 142 yards, 6 touchdowns, also had a passing touchdown through the air. He threw for 102 yards. All of that was done in the first half. So he's our Luker Chiropractic Game Ball winner tonight.
Phenomenal job here by Carter Hike. Congratulations. You are the Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winner here on this Friday evening, September 22nd. We're going to do it again next week. We thank you so much for tuning in. This has been the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network with Jake and Boz. Have a great weekend. Cheer on your team. Root on for the Chiefs. Root on the Ravens. Root on the Cats. Root on the Jayhawks. Let's go. Root on everybody in our area. Benedictine, Peru State, Baker, whoever you're a fan of, hope you have a great sports weekend. Thanks so much for listening.
The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show has been brought to you by BP Propane, by The Elevator in Valley Falls, Luker Chiropractic in Sabetha, by Giant Communication, Gals of Grace Boutique in Nortonville, by Bruna Implement Company, by the Denison State Bank, McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca, Commercial Tire Solutions, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelzley, Blue Valley Technology, by Edward Jones, by Sunflower Community Credit Union, and by Helena AgriSystem. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.